morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 6th of December 2010. First of all, my apologies for not getting a commentary out last week. As some of you will have realised, the weather is pretty rough up here. It got very difficult to get into the office and get sorted out, so please accept my apologies for that. I think there are times when some of us feel it would be just nice to have a quiet week on the markets, but certainly we didn't get that last week. There was much going on and markets got caught in the cross currents of issues on the Korean Peninsula, speculation about changes in monetary policy in China and potential tightening in China, and of course the ongoing old chestnut of the European debt crisis. And so the start of the week was very much a time of continuing risk aversion, and as such we continue to see a strengthening dollar, declining stock markets, falling US Treasury yields, and serious upward pressure on Eurozone sovereign debt spreads. However, as we got through the week, we began to see a more optimistic view of the state of the global economy, with investors beginning to think that the recovery is probably a little bit more advanced than had originally been anticipated. And that brought out investors trying to pick up cheap assets whilst the game is good. And as a result, stock markets ended up the week quite positively. In the United States, stocks are generally up around 2.5-3%, although the Nasdaq itself went up a full 10% on the week. Europe was up about 1-1.5%, Japan up 1.5%, and other Asia Pacific markets up anything from 0.5% to 3%. What brought this about? Well, in Europe, there were some good figures throughout the week. The Purchasing Managers' Index in the UK was up very strongly, which is a bit unexpected, and similar figures for Europe were also up. In Europe too, economic sentiment continues to recover, and sentiment in the Eurozone is now back above its long-run average. In Germany, the labour market improved, and retail sales bounced back as well in October, after rather poor figures in August and September. In France, unemployment was steady, and in China, the Purchasing Managers' Index once again pointed to a further acceleration in economic activity. In the US, the key economic indicator last week was the jobs report, and this is somewhat softer than had been expected, but this was seen as a positive because it's deemed to be providing further stimulus to the Fed to implement QE2 sooner rather than later. In the US, bonds continued to see an uptick in the rates, especially at the 10-year level, as investors started to move out of bonds and into stocks during the week. One worry on the horizon is oil prices, which have continued to sneak up over the last month or so. And oil spot prices now at around $90 a barrel, up from $75 a barrel in mid-September. So last week, generally, the news was pretty good, although it took markets a couple of days to realise that, and that was the reason for the general increase in stock markets. But although it was a good week on the markets, there's still a fundamental dichotomy here between the current uptick in economic indicators and investors taking advantage of somewhat oversold markets. However, this is very much a short-term effect. And over the medium to the longer term, the outlook may not be quite so rosy. The Eurozone debt crisis is far from resolved. US economic outlook is still uncertain. And in China, the economic driver in the Far East and the Pacific. We could see more monetary tightening, which ultimately will result in lower economic growth in the Chinese economy, and that too could have a serious impact, not just in the region, but globally. December is a month when stock markets rise more often than not, but it's still going to take continuing good news for that to happen this year. But to be fair, this year has been pretty good on the markets, in spite of those rough and tumble times back in May and June. There's some good positive returns so far, particularly in the States and in the Asia-Pacific region. And as I said before, in these circumstances, it's more important than ever to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio, which will provide you with some protection against the macroeconomic risks which I've outlined. So that's it for me. Until next week, please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary. If advice has not been sought beforehand, you should contact Planning for Life on 01439 770105 or through our website, www.